Hello, everyone. Welcome, or should I say, welcome back to the Totally Unexpected podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm your host, Charlize Chu, also known as Sharik Style on TikTok and Instagram. Hello, everyone. I've missed you guys, even though if you follow me on Instagram, everything you see me every single day. But through my podcast, it's been so long. Honestly, it doesn't really feel that long, but I mean, it has been quite some time since I last recorded a podcast. So, hello, how are you? I've missed you. I already said that. Sorry if I'm a little rusty. It's been some time. But yes, we're back. Totally Unexpected is back. Did you guys miss me? If you're new to this podcast, I definitely recommend to check out my other episodes. I talk about fashion and my life, and sometimes I do Q&As. So yeah, definitely go check those out. But yay, Totally Unexpected is back for the 20th episode. If I'm going to be completely honest, I don't have anything like special for the 20th episode or anything. Honestly, I don't really know like what big special podcast I could make, you know? Like, you know how like some people will like hit like 100 YouTube videos and they can do like some crazy YouTube videos. I don't know how to do that with podcasts. I mean, I could definitely have a guest on here one day. But also because of COVID, there's just no way I can have a guest right now. I also only have one microphone, and I just don't really feel like buying another one right now. But anyways, well, today's topic is kind of related to why I took a break. So I guess we can start off with what I've been up to, like why I even took a break. So far, I've just been up to online school. That's literally my days. It's just sitting in my class, well, obviously sitting in my house, but taking classes and taking midterms. It was midterm season, which is one of the biggest reasons as to why I needed a break, because I was just really like piled up with classwork and everything. And even though like, because it's online school and midterms are pretty much easy because you really just look at your notes, it was still like so much work and a lot of homework and projects that I had to do leading up to my midterms. So yeah, I've mostly just been, you know, taking midterms, studying and doing homework. And the weather is really nice though, which is really amazing because I realize once the weather is nice, my mood goes up like 10 million times, which is honestly kind of bad, you know, like it's kind of bad that my mood changes so much depending on the weather. Like the fact that my mood is so dependent on the weather kind of scares me because literally, once it hit like 60, almost 70 here where I live, I was like 5 million times happier. I don't know. That just seems kind of scary if like the weather's so cold and that just affects the way I feel. Anyways, but yeah, the weather's getting nicer. Spring's coming. By the time I post this, hopefully it'll be a lot warmer too, because I am recording this like 2 weeks before my actual date I'm supposed to come back, which is April. So happy April. But anyways, yeah, I took a break. A lot of has to do with school, but also I guess on top of, you know, school and filming and creating so much content, it just like really piled up and I was just really stressed out and honestly just mentally not the greatest. And also I think a lot of it has to do with online school, because I think second semester of online school is really just so much worse. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but first semester was okay, you know, it was only one semester of online school. You're just like, okay, if I have to deal with this, whatever. But then once it's like second semester, it's like, we're doing too much now. Like I didn't think I'd have to be online school for this long, because I genuinely don't learn anything. And I was talking to my mom about this and she was like, okay, well, if you were in school, that doesn't 100% mean that you're still going to retain the information and learn that much, which is true. But during online school, it's like 50 times worse. Like I genuinely don't learn anything. I don't retain any of the information. It's so hard to sit in a class and try to like keep yourself focused when you have your phone and your computer, and you know, it's really so I think that put on a lot of stress on me. And because I had so much going on, I wasn't creating the best content either, because I had to try to balance doing everything. And most of the time I spend like taking classes and everything, I only have like 2 days where I actually can try to create content and fit everything in those 2 days to like do everything. So, and I do everything myself, you know, I edit, I film, all of that is just, you know, me, which is doable. I'm not saying it's not doable. There's so many people who probably do everything by themselves, but it's just so hard sometimes, like editing and having to do all of that literally within 2 to 3 days, like doing all that and trying to meet the deadline of whenever I have to post. So like Thursdays, I post my YouTube videos. Wednesdays, I post my podcast videos, and I try to post TikTok videos most of the days of the week, you know? So it was really difficult. And also, I'm like starting to look at internships now too. So it was just a lot on my plate, and I was just getting super stressed out about it and tired and drained. And genuinely, I have never been so drained in my life. Like my mental health, I feel like, has never been that bad. Because, and when I say that, I don't want to scare anyone and make it seem like I was so terrible mentally, because before all of this, I never really felt, you know, I didn't feel like my mental health was bad at all. I actually think it was kind of thriving, to be honest. Like I was just a really optimistic person. Honestly, some people will say that I was too optimistic. Whenever I take those personality tests, I always like for the description, it's always like you're optimistic, but maybe a little too much. You need to calm down, you know? So I was at that level, you know? So when I say it, I've never been mentally so drained and everything. It's not super bad. It's just, you know, before I really wasn't at all. And because of social media and doing all of this, it just started to become bad. And honestly, though, I think it is a good thing because it's like I experienced this and I have to learn how to get through it, because obviously I don't, this isn't going to be the only time I will experience being mentally and emotionally drained. You know, I know there will be times in the future where I'm sure I'll have even more challenges. So I feel like it's good that I experience it at least now before I have to experience it in the future when I like live alone and do everything. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a good thing, and I definitely learned from it, and I'm definitely growing from it. And I think I handled it really well. You know, I think I have a good grasp on how to handle mental health. So I think I'm doing, you know, I'm doing okay now. But because of that, and, you know, just feeling really stressed and upset, I was starting to lose purpose on why I was creating content and what I was doing, you know, because you're so upset and just so drained. I didn't want to do anything, you know, especially with school. I was sitting at school and there's no purpose of being on online school. There's already no purpose on doing online school. So I was already upset about that. And then, you know, once it got to my day where I had to film and everything, I didn't want to. I had no energy to film. And you guys, my followers, you guys were starting to notice, like I was getting comments like, are you okay? And all of that. And I knew that's when that like I needed to take a break from something. And I didn't take a break from literally every platform that I have now, but I knew that I needed to take a break from something that I was doing. Obviously, I can't take a break from school, which kind of sucks, because I think if I took a break from school, that would make things 10 times better. But I mean, I have spring break like in 2 weeks or next week or something, so that's okay. But anyways, yeah, I was like, I need to take a break from something that I'm doing, because I'm doing way too much right now that I need to like just chill out for a second. So then I just decided to choose my podcast. And even though out of everything I do, my podcast is probably like the least amount of work, it was still nice to take a break from it. So yeah, because I was just really losing purpose as to why I was even making videos, why I was even doing podcasts, and just, yeah, so that break was really much needed. And I really, even though, like I said, it was just one small break from just something in my life, not everything, just a small part of my life, it still did give me a lot of time to reflect and, you know, kind of cool down a bit, you know, self-care a little bit, because the days I record my podcast became just one extra day free for myself, you know? Yeah, I needed to reflect on myself, and I was reflecting on why I was making content, why I'm even doing this, like why, if I'm so mentally like drained by this, why I don't just quit and take a break from everything. And honestly, like when I think about it, if I did just quit everything, like making videos and podcasts, how much like less stress I would be under. But that is not, you know, I'm not a quitter. I'm no quitter. In anything in life, you're going to be stressed out. When I get a job in the future, I'll be stressed out, I'm sure. So, you know, quitting is not the answer. The quitting, I feel like if I did quit, I would just regret it so much and be so mad at myself. Because honestly, before I used to be such a quitter. And yeah, but I'm no quitter, guys. So don't worry, I'm not going to quit. But anyways, yeah, let's get into why I was making content, because I'm going to tell you guys what I basically taught myself, or not really taught myself, but like, you know, just got myself back on track. So I realized, well, I didn't realize, I've always known that I was making content because I had a passion for fashion. You know, I'm a fashion student. I love fashion. It's what I want to do in the future. I want to do fashion in the future. I want to have a career in fashion in the future. And personally, making these videos and everything have really helped me with my own style and my own fashion sense. So yeah, that's great. And obviously my bigger mission is to help people find their style. That's what I always say, because it helps you with your confidence. It helps you feel comfortable in your own skin and what you wear, and just like knowing what you want to wear just makes you feel good, you know? And even if that's wearing sweatpants, it's still nice to know that that's what you like, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so those were like the two main reasons and my purpose for creating content. And that's how it always was from the beginning, you know? And, but it just gets really easy when you get so stressed and caught up in like the numbers to just start only focusing on creating content to keep gaining and gaining and getting more views. And just, you get really lost in the numbers. And, you know, that's why I took that little break from this podcast, because even though like my podcast numbers and everything, I'm not really worried about my podcast, but like taking a break from my podcast still let me reflect on just everything as a whole. And I was like, I can't, you know, because you guys listening, you guys are all one person. You guys who follow me, you're one person. You're an individual person. You're not one number, you know, and I really needed to get back on track and like remember that the people who follow me are people who support me and people who want, like, need help, not just a number that can be seen on my profile, because that doesn't matter, you know? It's literally just a freaking number. That's what you learn in math. You learn about numbers in math. Whenever I have to do some big problems, I get big number answers in math. That has no purpose, but what has purpose is the people behind that number, you know? And I really, really needed to remember that and just tell myself, like, just because if you lose followers, if you lose 100 followers, that's their loss. But you need to remember that there are people who still follow you. You need to make content for those who are still with you, who still want your help and everything. Yeah. So I, you know, that was one of the biggest things that I had to just really remember. And, you know, when you're upset and you get caught up on the numbers, the content you make just isn't stuff that you want to make either. And that's not great, because I want to make good content, not for my videos to be seen by a million people. Like, obviously that is nice And like, you know, you want your content to be pushed out for more people to be seen, but you shouldn't be making content for people who don't already follow you. You need to be making content for the people who are following you because, you know, they're following you. They're the reason why you have a platform or you're a so-called influencer. So all the content you need to make is what your followers or your supporters want to see, not what you think other people want to see. And that was also something that I really had a tough time grasping because, you know, when you get so lost in the numbers, you keep wanting to gain and gain and gain, and you keep looking for ways to gain more. But my supporters, you guys are like the reason why my videos are even seen. It's because you guys watch my videos, so I need to make content for you guys, not for other people, you know. So that was something else that I really needed to remember. And everything that I achieve, every success, if my video hits 1 million views, that's not just me. That's you all. You all achieve that. We achieve that together. You know, if I, let's say I win an award one day, I mean, that's not something that I did myself. I mean, you guys are the reason why. So if you're ever feeling down, just know that one time we did hit 10 million views on a video, all right? Remember that, because it's not just me. You guys hit that too, because I didn't do it myself, obviously. If I was alone in this, then I wouldn't have any followers at all, you know? I really had to reflect on that. And like I said, like, it's so easy to get lost in the numbers, but that's why I guess it's really nice to have a break from time to time to remember. And, you know, I'm definitely a lot happier now too, because when I was so caught up in all of that, I was filming like crazy in videos I didn't even want to film. And I was trying to get like TikTok videos out every single day. And I just didn't like them at all. And I was just so unhappy. But now I'm just posting what I want to post and what you guys want to see. And I don't, you know, wear myself out so much. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm a lot happier with the content I create. And also just the days I film, I don't put that much pressure on myself. If I only get one video done that day, then that's, you know, I get one video done that day. That's just what happens. But at least it's a good video, you know. And also for my podcasts, when I had to reflect why, I also had to reflect on like why I was even recording podcasts, you know, which, like I said, I don't get lost about the numbers or anything about my podcast because I don't gain anything from my podcast at all. I don't make money. I don't, you know, I use this podcast for me to connect with you guys more. And so you guys understand me more and get to know me more. And also for me to really, you know, express how I'm feeling and be honest, because, you know, I think there are people who are curious about what it's like to be a fashion student and also what it's like to be like a social media creator. I do get a lot of questions about that. And, you know, I like to talk about this type of stuff, but also just stuff like mental health and everything, because I think it's nice to hear that other people go through tough times and everything. Because, you know, we don't always hear about, I mean, we don't always like, you don't know, you never know what someone's going through. And I feel like sometimes we see people and we're like, oh, they're so happy. They have such this perfect life, blah, blah, blah. But like, you never know, truly. Also, I don't really talk about my mental health to anyone or anything. So this, you know, this podcast is really nice to just kind of talk it through. And it's really therapeutic. I've said this in like 5 million of my podcasts, but yeah, this podcast is like my own personal therapy. So, but yeah, that was basically everything that I kind of had to reflect on during my little mini break. And who knows, I might have one day where I have to take a break and not even on my podcast, maybe on everything, I'll take a break one day. Who knows? It might get to that point. And if it does, then I'll take a break. You know, I used to tell myself, I was like, I'm never going to take a break ever. I can't take a break because I have to post every day, blah, blah, blah. But I know that if I need one, then I will, because taking a break is so much better than posting and not being happy with what I post, you know? But I don't think I'll ever quit, because that's unfair to me and that's unfair to everyone who supports me and watches my stuff if I just suddenly quit. Because first of all, if I quit, that's unfair to me because I literally spend so much of my time on this now, and it truly is like takes up my whole life now. So, you know, if I just randomly was like, oh, I can't take this anymore, I'm done, you know, then my old self would probably look at my future self and be like, what the crap? Why would you do that? Why? Then what was the point of all this, you know? And also, just, it's not fair for everyone. Like, my family who, you know, they watch my videos and they are like, Trelease is so amazing. And obviously, you guys, it's not fair to you guys if I suddenly just was like, I'm done with this. Bye. I now feel a lot better, so don't worry. And I think I am honestly a lot stronger, which probably sounds so cheesy, but I feel like I'm a lot stronger now because I had to go through that little mental challenge. Because like I said, I used to get so discouraged easily and I would quit things really easily once I got discouraged. But this has made me really work harder and be more determined to reach a goal, and if I hit that goal, then try to make another one, you know? So that was all really for my podcast today, to be honest. I kind of just wanted to say hi again, talk about what I've been up to, what happened. But we're on to better things, everyone. So thank you all so much for listening, and you'll hear me again next week.